Spend your Sunday enjoying outstanding continental and American cuisine while you take in the spectacular view of Westlake Okoboji. Enjoy Geppetto's own homemade brioche French toast, classic eggs Benedict, or if lunch is what you desire, let Geppetto's prepare anything from French dip sandwiches to pasta to hearty chicken pot pie. Geppetto's, an extraordinary restaurant in small town Iowa, as quoted in the Des Moines Register. Central Emporium, Arnold's Park. Call 332-2474 for reservations.
They call him Rambo. They call him the old professor. I'll bet they call him a lot of other things, too.
And these are the Jurassic Larks.
When I go boulder, colder, please keep this in mind. You know that when I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine with birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 84? I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. Sunday morning, go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 84? Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Stating point of view, indicate precisely what you mean to say. Like you're sincerely wasted in a why. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 84? Will you still need me? Feed me when I'm 84? Oh, when I'm 84.
Okay, everybody, the Jurassic Larks from the Spirit of Harmony chorus presentation last night. And that's how you opened your part of the show, not when you were 64, because you... been there and done that, but when you're 84. GW, what's coming up next?
Well, top of the morning to you.
Well, welcome back.
Well, we have another song that was written by the Beatles' John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and we sincerely hope that this song will bring back some warm and tender memories of the way things were as we sing one of the most recorded songs in musical history.
I think I know where this is coming.
Yesterday. We hope you like this.
Oh, great.
But when you're our age, we know you'll
feel this way too, but that's okay. We know that we'll all be gone someday, but before we go, we'd like to say that we felt better yesterday. Ooh, with Ben Gay.
You know, I wonder how many people realize those are the actual lyrics that John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote to that. And if you think about it, the Beatles are not young men anymore.
Oh, that's true. Those
who have survived. So I think you guys need a bit of a break, and then we will return with more of the Jurassic Larks at Class 104.
Has it been more than a year since your last hearing test? If so, call Miracle Ear for a free hearing test. If your hearing is fine, their licensed representative will tell you. If testing shows that a hearing aid might help you, then Miracle Ear is a good place to start. Miracle Ear has a wide range of new programmable and digital hearing aids, including their tiny, nearly invisible hearing aids. Miracle Ear is located in the Great Lakes Mall, Spirit Lake. Call 336-0580 for your free hearing test and begin listening to life.
KUOO Sportsman's and Blondie and Dagwoods present Monday Night Football. Check out the new specials at Blondie and Dagwoods. Enjoy hoagies, deli sandwiches, burgers, munchies, and pizza. Sportsman's will be serving 50-cent draws until halftime of the game. And be sure to play the QB1 Playmaker Trivia Boxes, that is, if one is available. Or you can call Sportsman's ahead of time to reserve yours for Monday night. Before the game, get on the fun with Sports Talk Live, where you, the fan, can let your expert opinion be heard as we talk sports leading up to game time. It's a Monday Night Football party at the new Blondie and Dagwoods and Sportsman's in Uptown Spirit Lake.
Remember, you can get fresh baked cinnamon rolls at Blondie and Dagwoods every Friday and Saturday morning, but you should call in advance for orders to go.
Hi, this is Chris.
And Larry.
From Newman's Cakes and Crustaceans with our first radio infomercial.
Chris, I'm asked a lot, what is a crustacean? Certainly it's not the outer part of the cake.
No, Larry, a crustacean is a shellfish like a shrimp, lobster, or a crab, and we have them all at Newman's.
What about scallops, clams, and oysters?
No, those are mollusks.
Well, I think probably the easiest way to learn about crustaceans is to visit Newman's and see them for yourself. And to make it an even better learning experience, we're offering snow crab legs. Buy 4 pounds, get 1 pound free.
At Newman's, next to Fisherman Factory Outlet, Highway 71, Spirit Lake.
Vic Nielsen, Vince Yinger, the singer, Barney Ullman, and G.W. Gary Llewellyn here at Class 104. Together, they form the Jurassic Larks. And, Vic, you were in vocational rehabilitation for a time. I think you worked for the state of Iowa. You are also one of the writers of these parodies that you guys do.
Yes, that's correct.
How did something like this come about? I mean, you form a quartet. You've got a book that you got to sing from. Who decided you were going to have some fun?
Well, contrary to the original intent of this quartet, it was supposed to be serious. But our baritone had already written the parody to Yesterday. And when we competed with it, it scored rather well. So we decided we probably ought to go with another parody. And so, I don't know, I just wrote one.
All right. And Gary, you've had a hand in the writing as well. Before you were retired, as I understand it, you were a visual communications technician.
Yes, sir. I painted signs for a living.
Okay. And anybody who has ever seen the Iowa Cubs games on TV may have seen your handiwork at Sectator.
Right, yeah. All the outfield fence signs at Sectator Ballpark. I did those for about 29 years before I finally hung it up.
You couldn't hold a job at all?
No, that was it.
Gary, some of the songs you don't sing in competition, you performed at the Afterglow last mm-hmm. night, and everybody had to go home. Their ribs were hurting when this was all done. What are you going to do for us now?
Well, gentlemen, would you like to do...
You said gentlemen?
Well, yeah. Well, hey, you guys, knuckleheads, whatever. Would you like to do a song, an Elvis Presley sure. tune, perhaps? Are you lonesome tonight, perhaps?
Not where you guys are concerned.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Tonight I'm downhearted, 'cause things haven't started. I love you and I worry so, so, that as we grow older, in the shoulder, I wonder.
What's your symptom tonight? Does your tummy feel tight? Did you bring your lilac and thumbs? Does your memory stray to that bright sunny day when you had all your teeth and your gums? Is your hairline receding? Is it harder to see? Simple surgery for you, and it's prostate for me. Does your back give you pain? Do your knees breathe a grain? Tell me, dear, what's your symptom tonight? Is your blood pressure up? Good cholesterol down? Are you eating your low-fat cuisine? All that old bran and fruit, flavored X-Lax to boot, keeps you like a well-oiled machine. If it's football or baseball, I sure know the score. Yes, I know where it's at, but forget what it's for. So your gallbladder's gone, and my gout lingers on. Tell me, dear, what's your symptom tonight? When you're hungry, I'm not. When you're cold, then I'm hot. Then we start that old thermostat war. When you turn out the light, I go left, you go right. Then you get my great symphonic snore. I was once so romantic and witty and smart. Now I only greet folks at the local Walmart. So now make all your bets, it's as good as it gets. Dear, what's your symptom tonight? Let me up to some with symptoms tonight.
The Jurassic Larks once again at Class 104, your very live broadcast this morning from the College of Musical Knowledge here at the University of Okoboji. Think you guys have probably too much fun, GW.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
But you share it with the crowd. Years ago, when you guys started this, it was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Yes, sir.
You have a newer and simpler name these days.
What is it called again?
Barbershop Harmony Society.
The what he said.
is there a particular mission events or besides having fun, you're something of a charitable organization.
Yes, actually, we are a 501c3, a tax exempt organization, and the name was changed to Barbershop Harmony Society to reflect the fact that it is an international organization, and there are many Canadians as well as associate members around the world affiliated with this singing organization. So the mission really is to promote singing, particularly in the public schools and elsewhere in our communities, and not just barbershop singing.
Do you guys go out and work in schools? And I say work, I don't know if work is the right word, but do you spend time with students?
We have, to some extent. We participated in what was called a Harmony Explosion program, which enables teenagers to come for a weekend of singing, both boys and girls. And we did help out on that workshop one time.
Okay. Well, it sounds like something like that would be fun. A week ago, we had a classical music quartet from Chicago. They're called the Pacifica String Quartet. They were formed in Chicago. They've been in they were formed on the West Coast, hence the name, but they've been in Chicago for many years. They worked with students here, and it was amazing to see students react even to classical music that they've obviously never been exposed to before. Kindergarten, first and third grade was what I watched, and they're eager. All they have to do, it takes a matter of exposure to something other than the rap and
you know, whatever they might hear on some radio stations. I have to be very careful what I say here.
Do you guys have another song left, or maybe another song, maybe two songs, depending on what.
Who'll take my place when I'm gone? How about an old-fashioned song?
An old song.
A real old song, like from
1961.
Like from Music Man.
From Music. That's late like 50s.
76 trombones. Our bass just loves that. That's kind of an inside thing. We did this 76 trombones on the Past Champ show in, what was it, Tucson? A couple of years ago, and Barney didn't like that song, so every time we get a chance, we kind of needle him about it. How about Light a Rose?
Hey, I've heard that before.
Oh, okay.
Now here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be again, rose, to get the sun back in my sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, I'm out a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I'm hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine, be
Rick Nielsen, Vince Yinger, Barney Ullman, and Gary Llewellyn, the Jurassic Larks at Class 104. Gentlemen, and we mean that sincerely, thank you for being with us this morning. Hey, thanks for being part of the concert last night. You really helped make the show.
It's our pleasure indeed. You have yourself a super day. Don't let anybody come along and mess it up.
Gary, thank you very much.
REMAX is pleased to offer East Lake's newest condominiums for sale. These large three-bedroom, two-bath units will include gas fireplace, upgraded oak trim and floor coverings, lakeside decks, garages with off-street parking, and much more.